HCLTech net profit up 20% to 4,624 crore rupees. Company announces foray into data centers with 3,500 crore rupees of outlay. Flipkart eyes rupees 700 crores in Shadowfax stake sale. Why the average UPI payment is shrinking. Meta mulls common rules for usernames. ITC Infotech emerges as a frontrunner to acquire majority stake in Happiest Minds.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Alright, before we get to today's top stories, here's a quick look at HCL Tech's quarterly results. The company reported a 20% year-on-year jump in net profit to rupees 4,624 crores for the June quarter, beating street estimates. Of course, revenue rose 14% to rupees 4,579 crores. Those are the top numbers. Now, HCL Tech also announced its entry into the data center business with a planned investment of about 3,500 crore rupees. However, hiring remained cautious. The company reported a net reduction of 3,292 employees during the quarter, taking its total workforce to just under 2.24 lakhs. All right, now on to today's top stories. Let's begin with Flipkart, which is increasingly moving from making startup investments to cashing them out. Money Control has learned from its sources that the Walmart-owned e-commerce company is likely to sell shares worth around rupees 700 to 750 crores in logistics startup Shadowfax. Now, this follows Flipkart's broader strategy of monetizing investments while putting its own IPO plans and private fundraising on hold. Flipkart first invested in Shadowfax in 2019 and has already made around 400 crores from the investment, roughly doubling its initial investment of about 140 crores over 6 years. The company had earlier reduced its holdings during Shadowfax's IPO and now owns about 8%. Of that, it can sell only 6% because the remaining 2% is locked in as part of SEBI's minimum promoter contribution rules for about 18 months after listing. Now the Shadowfax sale adds to a string of liquidity events for Flipkart. If you look at exits from investments such as BlackBuck and also Aditya Birla Group companies. So once these transactions are completed, Flipkart is expected to have generated around 2,500 crores through portfolio monetization. All right, next up, here's an interesting trend from India's digital payment story. UPI transactions are growing rapidly, but the average payment size is getting smaller and smaller. According to Money Control's analysis, the average UPI transaction value has fallen from about 1,804 rupees in early 2022 to about 1,273 in June 2026. That's a decline of nearly 30%. Now, the reason is simple. UPI is increasingly being used for everyday merchant payments instead of a large person-to-person or P2P transfer. So back in 2022, P2P payments accounted for around 56% of all UPI transactions. But today, that share has dropped to 36%. Now, the average merchant payment now stands at about 600 rupees, while the average P2P transfer remains much higher at around 2,450 rupees. Now, as QR codes become common everywhere, from neighborhood tea stalls to supermarkets, consumers are using UPI for smaller purchases throughout the day. In fact, around 86% of merchant payments today are below rupees 500. Now, the result is that transaction volumes are growing much faster than transaction values, reflecting UPI's expanding role as a replacement for cash in everyday spending. Alright, moving on, the government is working on a common set of rules for usernames across messaging platforms. Sources have told Money Control that the Ministry of Electronics and Information Tech, or MeitY, is examining responses from WhatsApp, Telegram and Signal on how their username systems work and what safeguards they have against impersonation and misuse. Now, the government will review these submissions before deciding whether a common regulatory framework should apply across messaging apps. The discussions follow concerns around online identity, impersonation, and cybercrime as platforms move beyond mobile number-based identities. Meanwhile, the government is also strengthening its cyber defense capabilities. IT Secretary S. Krishnan said the CERTIN has operationalized an AI-powered cyber war room that uses advanced AI models to identify vulnerabilities before attackers can exploit them. He also said India continues discussions with tech companies and the US government to secure access to advanced AI models for cybersecurity while ensuring sensitive workloads remain protected. Now, separately, Meta is also reviewing Meta's response to its notice regarding alleged child sexual abuse material advertisements on Instagram. And finally, a major deal could be taking shape in India's IT services industry. Moneycontrol has learned that ITC Infotech has emerged as the front runner to acquire a majority stake in Happiest Minds Technologies. Discussions are still underway, with the final stake size, valuation, and transaction structure yet to be decided. Moneycontrol had first reported earlier this year that Happiest Minds founder Ashok Soota was exploring the possibility of selling his stake in the company. Now, Soota currently owns around 32% directly, with the promoter group controlling over 40% overall. Now, at current market prices, his holding is valued at around 2,600 crore rupees. Now, if the deal goes through, it would mark ITC Infotech's biggest acquisition so far and significantly strengthen its presence in digital engineering, cloud, cybersecurity, and AI-led services. But for Happiest Minds, it will also mark the first major change in ownership since the company was founded in 2011, ending more than a decade as an independent IT services firm. Alright, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Brief from Moneycontrol. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today. Thank you so much, listeners. We air every Monday to Friday in the evenings. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Moneycontrol's Tech 3 podcast.